Hi, I'm Shaini Iyer with News 18 Drive Through. And if you are indeed driving in or around Delhi and had some trouble getting an auto or a cab today, that's because transport workers in Delhi, Noida, Ghaziabad, Gurgaon were protesting against the new high traffic fines. Lots of schools were shut. The morning rush hour was a bit of a mess. Some protesters even stopped cabs and autos and pulled out the passengers from inside. Things seem to have calmed down now in the evening, though the new Motor Vehicles Act is not going anywhere. But come on, this is India. Did you really think everyone would line up to follow traffic rules without a fuss? You know, when you think about it, in most places around the world, there would be protests if people broke traffic rules. Here, we protest about not being allowed to break traffic rules. So, Mamata Banerjee met Amit Shah in Delhi today. And it's safe to say, sparks would have flown at that meeting. Because over the last 1 year, the Bengal Chief Minister and the Home Minister haven't exactly hit it off. I mean, they couldn't have crossed each other more often if they were taking part in a Dandiya festival. I'm going to give you a moment to get over that mental image. But today in Delhi, things appeared to be much, much calmer. There were pictures of Amit Shah and Mamata Banerjee sitting on some nice white sofas. Okay, Didi did have her arms crossed and Amit Shah was gripping the arms of his chair a little tightly. But hey, do you blame them? They were discussing NRC. The National Register of Citizens has been a particularly sore point between Mamata Banerjee and the centre, with Amit Shah in particular repeatedly declaring that NRC would be soon rolled out in Bengal no matter what Mamata Banerjee wants. Listen to what he said in an election rally in March this year.
Mamata Didi ko lagta hai ki unki naiya ghuspethiye paar hai. Ghuspethiye paar hai. अरे ममता जी ईद आ रही है बकरे की माँ कितने दिन खैर बनाएगी बकरे की माँ खैर बना सकती है क्या मना सकती है नरेंद्र मोदी की सरकार फिर से आने वाली है बंगाल के अंदर हम एनआरसी लेकर आएंगे और एक एक घुसपैठियों को चुन चुन कर निकालने का काम
Didi, of course, hasn't been holding back either. She's outright accused the BJP of murdering democracy. Okay, so most of her best lines have been in Bangla, but I found a speech she gave last year in English where she basically said the NRC was a recipe for disaster.
If it goes like this, goes on like this, don't you think it will create a civil war? Don't you think it will create a blood war?
And from that pitch, cut to today's soundbite.
एक लेटर मैंने हैंडओवर किया है वो मैंने बोला कि एनआरसी के लिए असम में जैसे 19 लाख लोगों को नाम बात किया है
पश्चिम बंगाल में भी एनआरसी को लेकर कुछ बात
नहीं नहीं उन्होंने पश्चिम बंगाल के बारे में एनआरसी के लेकर कोई बात नहीं किया है हम असम का एनआरसी लेके बात किया है अभी असम पे हुआ है हमारा तो स्टैंड आपको पहले मैं कह चुका कि हमारा उधर में एनआरसी का जरूरत नहीं है
क्लैरिफाइड माय स्टैंड आई वुड हैव थॉट दीदी हैड लेफ्ट एब्सोल्युटली नो रूम फॉर डाउट ऑन व्हाट हर स्टैंड ऑन एनआरसी इज एनीवे अमित शाह क्लियरली थिंक्स ही हैज मेड हिमसेल्फ मोर देन क्लियर एज फार एज द एनआरसी इज कंसर्न्ड द कंस्पिरेसी थ्योरी इज ऑफ कोर्स दैट ममता'स विजिट टू दिल्ली इज नॉट अबाउट एनआरसी एट ऑल It's about getting former Kolkata Police Commissioner Rajiv Kumar off the hook. Remember Rajiv Kumar? He's the top cop that Mamata Banerjee went on dharna for when a CBI team turned up at his house in Kolkata to interrogate him in connection with the Sharada Ponzi scheme. Now, that was in February this year. Right now, Rajiv Kumar is playing hide and seek with the CBI and the courts in an effort to avoid questioning. In fact, the CBI raided several places in Kolkata today, including the IPS officer's mess and Kumar's official residence. This equation doesn't seem to be one that's going to be balanced too easily. It's definitely going to need much more than some shandesh and sweet talk. We'll be watching out for what Mamata Banerjee says when she gets back to base in Kolkata. But, talking of sweets, Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister Sushil Modi had his own Marie Antoinette moment. Parle Biscuits has been in the news recently. The company said it could cut up to 10,000 jobs because it wasn't making enough money in biscuit sales, which would imply that even a 5 rupee packet of biscuits is perhaps becoming too expensive for the Aam Aadmi. Okay, now whether that adds up or not, whatever you think of that, Sushil Modi told ABP Sumit Awasthi that Parle's sales have gone up in Bihar and that maybe the drop in Parle's biscuit sales is because developed states in the south are buying pastries instead.
Corporate houses ki jo lobby hai, wo media mein ek dabav banati hai, tax kam kijiye. Parle ji ka biscuit ka bikri ghat gayi. Ab 5 rupaye ke biscuit ka daam ghat gaya. Mujhe to aur maine to jo malum kiya Bihar ke andar to bikri badh gayi. तो बिहार जैसे गरीब राज्य में अगर गरीब आदमी ज्यादा बिस्किट खा रहा पाली की तुलना में तो मुझे नहीं लगता कि तमिलनाडु केरल जो अपने आप को विकसित राज्य करे वहां पर जो पैसा लोगों के पास बिस्किट खाना बंद कर दिया अब ये बात अलग है बिस्किट छोड़कर पेस्ट्री शुरू कर दिया खाना हो तो मैंने बिक्री घट गई तो मुझे नहीं मालूम है
कम ऑन दैट्स नॉट क्वाइट द वे द कुकी क्रम्बल्स इज इट वेल इफ सुशील मोदी हैड हिज मारी एंटोनेट मोमेंट डिफेंस मिनिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह had a Top Gun moment. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? He made history by becoming the first defense minister to fly the Tejas light combat aircraft today. Complete with G-suit and aviator sunglasses. Okay, the aviators went on only for the photo op at the end of the flight. But the defense minister did cut quite a dashing picture in the back of the Made in India fighter jet. He was being piloted by Air Vice Marshal N. Tiwari. Rajnath Singh was in the air for 30 minutes or so, and apparently he did control the Tejas jet briefly during that sortie. You know what? This is a story you need to go see for yourself. So log on to news18.com for the pictures. Switch on CNN News 18 to watch it on TV. I'm going to do a Rajnath Singh myself and cruise off into the sunset. So this is Shayani Iyer wrapping up News 18 Drive-Thru.